Today's lunch for Mishnah's Chaim Luz, B'Shem Shai, Moshe, no Rivka, B'Shem Shai, 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 So we're almost finished here with Simon Reish Samach Aleph. We're in the middle of the last Sif, Sif Dalet. We already did the Mechaber. We're holding in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chaf Tes. So the Mechaber said that if you make Kabbal Shabbos early, even if it's day, okay, Shaddai and Yom Hu, even if it's day, you can no longer do anything. And as we explained yesterday, according to the Mechaber, even those things that you would normally be allowed to do during Bein HaShemashos, if you did not yet be Mekabel Shabbos, if you're Mekabel Shabbos, you can't do it, at least according to the Mechaber. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shadayin Yoimhu, Roitz Eloimhu, what does the Mechaber mean to say? Afil who's man har b'koydim Bein HaShemashos, even if it's a long time before Bein HaShemashos, as long as it's Acha Plaga Mincha, Makabel Shabbos, it's full Shabbos for you. Ein Ma'arvin, you can't do an Erev. Afilu Dva Mitzvah, even if it's full Dva Mitzvah. Then we said, the Mechaber said that Baruchu is Kabbalah Shabbos. Then he said that, but according to, in his place, Mizmashili and Shabbos was Kabbalah Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Taniyas Baruchu, the Mistamah came at Shamaska Shabbos, have a Kabbalah. Since you say Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, since you say Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, right, then it is a, it's, once you're mentioning Shabbos, we assume you're being Mekabel Shabbos. The Kostam Magan Avraham, Atan Hagan L'Yoyim Mizmashir, and now we, Philahach, Isaacom Alach Azad Baruch Hu, Magan Avraham says in his place they would say Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, but it wasn't the accepted norm that they were Mekabel Shabbos with the Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos. Of course, the Magen Avraham is talking about when it's not yet Bein HaShemashos. If it's Bein HaShemashos, then it has nothing to do with saying it or not saying it. Automatically, Shabbos comes. That's not the way they were Mekabel themselves to be Mekabel Shabbos. The Chol Zeb is Man HaMagen Avraham. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that was in the times of the Magen Avraham. Avol Bim Koy Moisenu. Says Mishnah Berurah in his city, the minig was that when you said Mizmashir, that was considered Kabbalah Shabbos. It becomes us in any work. Our minig, we finish off with the last stanza of the Luchadaydi is Boichala. Have a Kabbalah Shabbos, Mamish, that is Kabbalah Shabbos. I invite for Shabbos. So the meaning by most of us is that when you say Bayi V'Sholem, it is Kabbalah Shabbos. The ladies, when they light candles, is Kabbalah Shabbos. If a man is lighting candles, the meaning is not that it's Kabbalah Shabbos. So if you want to be Mekabel Tais for Shabbos before that, as we mentioned, that it's we have to do at least a little bit Tais for Shabbos, but the more you do, is the better off you are. So therefore, you have to say it the peh. If you would not, when if you're making early Shabbos, when you say bayi chala, that is the meaning by us and by most of us is the meaning is that is Kabbalah Shabbos. The only place that's brought down that bayi chala is not the meaning to be mekabel Shabbos. There are those that the avelim would come into shul after lechadaydi, and if the meaning was that the avelim come into the shul after lechadaydi, then obviously you are not yet Mekabel Shabbos because they would be Menachem the Avelim when they came into Shul. So clearly that was not a Kabbalah Shabbos for them. So so then their Kabbalah Shabbos would be by Mizmashir L'Yoyim HaShabbos. That's what Rabbi Yashiv writes. Just by the fact that they're being Menachem Avelim, it's clear that they're not yet, they did not intend to be Mekabel Shabbos. Most other places, by Yasin Shul, when you say by Vishalom, that is Kabbalah Shabbos, even if it's an early Shabbos. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Simon Reish Samach Beis, very important Simon over here. Lekadish HaShabbos B'Shulchan Aruch B'Ksus Nekiyah. You have to Mechaber Shabbos with a silk table that's set and nice clothes. Yisada says the Mechaber, Sisada Shulchan, a person has to set up his table. V'yatziya Amitos, you have to make the beds. Now, the Mechaber is talking about beds that they used to lie on by their meals, right? So that's not so negate today, but we'll see. It's a negate of beds at home also. The Yisak and Kol and Yonah Abayis, you should straighten out your whole house. Kedei Sheyim Tze'enu Aruch U'Mesuda B'Voyim Beis HaKnesses. You come home from shul, your house should be orderly, the table should be set, and everything should be in its right place. Says the Rama, His table should be set the whole Shabbos. We'll see what that means. Literally, what it really means is to have a tablecloth on. So after your meal, if you don't have your lacht on your table, and you can take off your tablecloth, and let's say your tablecloth got dirty, you should put on another tablecloth. Your table should always be covered the whole Shabbos. This is not just a minhag of Chassidim. This is brought down by the Ramah. Now, we'll see. There's other minhagim. You should always have the challah on the table and other things. So chen haminig ve'en l'shanas is the minhag, and you should not change for this. Says the Mishaburu, Shulchan me erev Shabbos aleil Shabbos. Your table should be set from erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Hamitos the bed sheyoshin aleil that you sit on it. V'toyv shetia mitzias gam hamita sheyoshin aleil. Not only should, although the Mechaber, when he brings down the beds, he was referring to the beds that are around the table that they used to sit in, so that's not negated to us today, but says Mishaburu, the beds that you sleep on should also be made preferably before Shabbos Aruch. Your table and your house should be arranged and set. Sheziu covered Shabbos. This is covered Shabbos. But Amru Chachamenu Zal, the Chazal said, Shnei Malachim Hasharis Malavon Loi La'odim Be'er Shabbos V'Beis HaKnesses La'Beisai. There's two Malachim that escort a person home from Shul after he davens Marav. Echad Toiv, Echad Ra, a good one and a bad one. Kishabo La'Beisai, when he comes to his house, Imotza Ner Dolik, the Malachim come in and they find that your candles are lit, the Shulchan Aruch and your table is set, Umita Matzas and the chairs are laid out. Malach Toiv Oimer, the Malach Toiv says, Yehi Rotzei Sheheken L'Shabbos Abba. It should be this same way next Shabbos. Umalach Ra Oina Amen Bakarche. And the bad Malach is forced to answer Amen. Vim Lav, who Lehepach Chas V'Shalom. If they come into the house and it's not set up, it's not orderly, then the Malach Ra says it should be like this next week, and the Malach Toiv has to answer Amen. The Toiv Lef, now, Mishaburu brings out another thing. It's a good idea to clean out the spider webs from before Shabbos. You should clean the Shabbos. Now, we've already learned previously that you should make sure to clean out the cobwebs before Shabbos. Here he actually refers to spider webs. Most of our houses probably don't have spider webs, but occasionally, definitely during the summer times, you can have a spider web. It is brought down a pikabala that the spider represents the ra, and therefore cleaning it out before Shabbos is an inyan. And if you do end up with a spider web, you can have this in mind. There's an inyan to clean out the bad from your house on erev Shabbos in preparation for Shabbos. V'toyv lizar besudas alayla shalay lizrik dava b'bayis chutz l'shulchan. Now, back obviously it was a little bit different than it is today. They would have dirt floors, and sometimes they would throw things onto the floor. So we don't really do that. But Mishabura writes, "Im ein dak l'chabetz abayis b'davar amuta." If your way is not to clean up the floors right after the meal, you shouldn't throw things on the floor. Achasud the kazoy kadesh shlo yinavol sabayis, because you make the house disgusting. V'chem asud the shachar s'neim echab de'akach. If you don't clean it up right after the meal, then you should not throw things on the floor. Now, obviously, this is not so negated. Today, we generally don't eat and throw our scraps on the floor. But the part that we do take out of over here, that sometimes during the meal, things do spill on the floor. It could be crumbs. It could be something spills. Sometimes there's little children on the and they make a mess. Right after the meal, the appropriate thing is, you might remember, it's still not your meal's over, but it's still Shabbos, and your house is supposed to be mechubedik the whole Shabbos. The king, as the Sarim, right? The king is visiting your house. You won't leave crumbs on the floor. After the meal, you should clean it up if the floor became messy. Now, we'll get into halachas later on, but you do have to be careful what kind of broom you use. Once you're mentioning sweeping, it should not be hard bristle brooms that are for sure going to break. Might be problematic. So you should use the brooms that are appropriate for Shabbos. Then the Ramah said that your table should be set the whole Shabbos. Ad lahacha Abdullah, until after Abdullah. Yesh nahagin. Now, very interesting. He brings down here a minik. Not everybody has this minik. Yesh lahagis liyashtei mapis al shulchan mavad al yoyin shal halachem. That besides the challah cover, they would put two tablecloths on the table. And why would they put two tablecloths? Mishum keshem shina arin hakmapu. When you remove the upper tablecloth to clean it up, nimtza shulchan meguli. Your table is going to be uncovered for that few moments until you put on a new tablecloth. So there were people who actually had a minik to put on two tablecloths, so the whole Shabbos, your whole table was covered. Some other things just on both ends. So, Lamaisi, you shouldn't leave your table uncovered on Shabbos. It should be covered with a if it should be if your table is used all week, you shouldn't use on Shabbos the same tablecloth they use during the week. Obviously, if during the week you use a different table, and that table is only used for Shabbos, so then naturally that tablecloth is just a Shabbos tablecloth. But it's preferable. But if you're using the same table, you should use a different tablecloth for Shabbos than you're using during the week. You should cover the table. There's many people have a minhag that even tables that you're not eating on, when it comes Shabbos, they should all be covered, l'kavod Shabbos, and not just that. Just give me one second. I'm sorry about that. Okay, let's see the mechabesiv beis. A person should have special nice clothes for Shabbos. If a person does not have that ability. So again, the number one, before we get to the Vim Efshaloi, a person should have nice clothes for Shabbos. And as we mentioned previously, many of the Gedolim had clothes that they only wore in Shabbos. They would never, ever, ever, Reb Chaim never wore his Shabbos clothes during the week. If you're going to a Seudas Mitzvah and you wear your Shabbos clothes, there is okay. It is a makom to do it. They bring a raya, rather, from Rus, that Naomi told Rus when she went to go meet Boaz to put on her Shabbos clothes. So they say for a Dvar Mitzvah, is a raya from there. From a Dvar Mitzvah, you are allowed to wear your Shabbos clothes. But the word those, they were makbid not to wear the Shabbos clothes for two reasons. Number one, they wanted to make sure that the clothes were very, very special for Shabbos and it was dedicated just for Shabbos. And the number two reason, as we saw earlier, is this way they never had a problem of forgetting that to leave something in their pockets on Erev Shabbos. But you should definitely need to have nice clothes for Shabbos. It does boil down over here that if it's something that's going to bring you to be a Bal Gaiva, Yehoira, that you can have something extremely, extremely nice, and that's going to make you feel like a Bal Gaiva, that is not, you shouldn't use an excuse, oh, I'm doing it L'Kavod Shabbos, and therefore I'm allowed to have it, but you should have nice clothes for Shabbos. Let's see, Mishavur Yishtadl, D'Ksiv, it says he's supposed to be Mechabed Shabbos. V'darshu Chazal tell us, Shelo Yehemu Shel Shabbos, Kam your Shabbos clothes should not be the same as a weekly clothes. With toiv shalayilbes b'Shabbos mikol, you shouldn't wear on Shabbos the stuff that you wear on during the week. I feel a cholak, even your shirt. V'mefshalay toiv shiyalay gam talis achal Shabbos. You should have a different talis for Shabbos. Noyim kefi yecholtoy va'afilim hu baderech levadoy. Very important mishavur over here. Vaderech levadoy beveis vayis enim yehudim. Let's say you have to travel for Shabbos. You are going to be alone for Shabbos, and the Rav spoke about this many, many years ago. You have to go, so for whatever reason, you're going to a place that there are no Yidden. Gam ken yilbush big de Shabbos. You should put on your big Shabbos. Ke ein hamabushim lechvoid haroyim. The clothes, the nice clothes, and this we have to think about. When we're putting on our nice suit on Shabbos, it's not because of the people who are going to see you. Kim lechvoid haShabbos. You're putting this on for Shabbos. Kasim seif chesidim. Al yikechadim yelo b'Shabbos at yasim tchilach kar b'cheikoy. You shouldn't put a child that might get you dirty on your lap. Kadesh lo yitanach begodav. So that your clothes should not get dirty. So this is a very interesting thing. You know, a lot of times people say, "Oh, I keep my old suit up in the bungalow colony," or "I'm traveling, so I'm going at Yisrael. My suit is going to be in the suitcase. I'm going to take a very, very old suit." That's clearly over here. Even if you're alone on Shabbos, you got to remember the Shabbos clothes that you're wearing is not for other people who are seeing you. The Shabbos clothes, that's how you mechabed Shabbos. Just because you're traveling is not a reason not to be mechabed the Shabbos. Okay, I'm gonna finish with the last part of this sif, and Me'etz Hashem, next time we learn on Monday.